This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, going into the third hour of your favorite call-in radio talk show program.
Or your most hated.
Depending on, you know, how much sand you have in your nether regions. It is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can give us a call, talk about anything you like, talk about anything we've been talking about tonight or any other day that we've been on the air, which we're on the air 7 days a week, by the way, from 7 until 10 Eastern time is when the live show occurs. You can get our archives at freetalklive.com, listen to thousands of back episodes, podcasts from before podcasts, or even called podcasts, etc. and so on. And with you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Nobody.
And Ian. We've been talking about this article by Jeffrey Tucker from the American Institute for Economic Research. And I just want to say before we go on with the article that, indeed, Jeffrey, if you're listening, get your ass to New Hampshire.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you want a principled movement against the mask madness and this COVID crackdown, well, there's no better place to be than around other principled people, because how else are you going to have a principled movement? It's going to be very difficult if you're the only person in the area, you know, from which you hail that is in any level concerned about this or willing to do something about this. You've got to be with people who are principled and are willing to do something about it. There's a lot of people out there who are principled, but they're not willing to do anything about it. And there's a fewer people, way fewer, who are both principled and willing to actually take action.
It is really interesting being a person who relocated from, well, the Seattle, Washington area to New Hampshire recently, within the last, you know,
year or so.
A little over a year, I guess now, that being around other people with, we'll say, similar mindsets towards freedom and philosophy and that type of a thing really is a thing to behold. You know, it's better than I thought it could be. It is interesting in that, you know, you no longer feel ostracized, right? You no longer feel like you're yelling, you know, into a crowd. You're the one black sheep running up the hill while everybody else is running down the hill, kind of a thing. It is really interesting that way, and I have learned so much just by being around all you guys and everybody else, you know, surrounding this type of a movement, you know, in the freedom family, if you will, that's here. It's been fantastic. So if you've ever thought about it,
know what they're missing.
If you ever thought about it, get off your butt and get here.
Or stay right where you are and get locked in to the place where you're staying for good. I mean, it sounds like an exaggeration, but just in today's news, there's a story that apparently the city of Chicago has now raised their bridges. So,
and closed the tollways and things of that nature.
If you thought you were going to leave Chicago today, sorry.
Surprise!
You can't. Or start swimming. Maybe they'll shoot at you if you start swimming away. I don't know. They definitely don't want you to leave.
Bust out that jetpack you've been working on since 1974. When you first saw it on Buck Rogers.
Yeah, if you've got a helicopter or something like that, you probably can get in and out of Chicago, but that's about it.
Maybe like an ultralight or something, if you got a yard or something. Yeah, but you're not getting out of downtown.
Chicago isn't on an island, though, so I don't think that they can isolate it by raising bridges. I don't know what bridges they have.
They got a bunch of tollways.
They do have tollways. They do have bridges. As a matter of fact, I once found myself broke in Chicago, and I had to scrounge up some change to get out of there. On a tollway, but they're not on an island.
Okay,
they're,
good to know.
They're connected to land.
Shows what I know about Chicago.
They do have one side of the city is all lake, though. It's Lake Michigan, so you can't go that way.
Well, yes, you cannot.
You can go into Lake Michigan or
Lake Superior. I'm sorry. You can go Michigan. Swimming in Lake Superior, but you're unlikely to swim to Michigan.
It's Lake Michigan.
It is Lake Michigan. Okay. I can never
Wisconsin,
remember which one.
Michigan, and Illinois all share.
Okay.
Indeed.
That's funny. I'm from Michigan. I still can't remember which one's Michigan, which one's Superior.
Superior is the one north.
If Michigan's, you're not caring
Michigan's
very much.
The one west. At any rate, Jeffrey Tucker asks, what should this movement, which need not be formally organized, study, believe, and teach? And we could talk about that. Did you have something more to say about the article?
No.
Of the Chicago?
No, I just wanted to mention that.
Did you know why there's always a southerly wind blowing out of Milwaukee, which is just north of Chicago?
Because there's a load of...
Because Chicago sucks.
Okay.
I got a Chicago joke. My other
I've
Chicago,
never been there.
My other Chicago joke is there's a baseball cap out there, and it just says, Chuck Chicago.
Like it.
Mm. Have you heard of Chuck?
No.
So what should this movement, which need not be formally organized, study, believe, and teach, asks Jeffrey Tucker. Because prosperity rights are the first violated in lockdown, the movement needs to embrace and champion the right of private ownership and control of businesses, homes, and ourselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are things we talk about on the regular here on Free Talk Live. The liberal tradition...
Unfortunately, in order to champion that in a meaningful way, you have to actually, like, do something. Instead of just, I think, talking about it, you need to have business owners who are willing to actually put their freedom on the line and throw their doors open and, you know, maybe hang up a sign that says enter at your own risk and then make their own decisions about what to do.
Well, we know a Broward gym owner was arrested for the third time after moving all of his gym equipment outdoors in an effort to, you know, keep his business afloat.
Yeah, sad. That's the sad thing. Is
it's so ridiculous.
That's the level of commitment that it takes, but there's so few people who are willing to be committed to that level that there's no momentum that any kind of movement could gain.
Yeah, there's a few burning embers, but
that's it.
There's no fire, at least at this point. But if we could get all them burning embers to come together in one place...
We can't. They can't all come together. But if we could get like 10% of them, that'd be all right.
Perhaps we could ignite something. So...
It's not too late.
The liberal tradition has long affirmed this principle, and it's nothing but appalling that the lockdowns took place as if private property doesn't exist. Suddenly, everything and everyone belonged to the state.
Well, but that's the thing. It wasn't sudden.
Right.
I mean, it may have been suddenly apparent to some people within the last few years, but this has been going on for generations.
It's been a creeping thing.
Yeah, it started when the first business, at least as far as business is concerned... It started when the first business was told to do the first thing by government goons at some point, whenever it was. I don't know if it was the 1800s or the 1700s or whenever it was that somebody calling themselves the state or the city of or the town of said, I think we should make all these business owners do X. And whether that was get a occupational permit or a health permit or just, you know, get whatever kind of paying, whatever permits or licensing fees or whatever nonsense scheme that they cooked up. Or just to say, oh, well, we don't think your kind of business is allowed here. We need to have this zone for industry. We need to have this zone for residences. We need to have this zone for this kind of industry. And as soon as somebody said, okay, just tell us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it.
And on a...
That's where it ended.
On a position that I think a lot of folks who live in the United States of America can identify with, it started when the first... property was seized because somebody didn't pay their tax.
Sure.
That's how you know that you don't own your property, when somebody else can just come and remove you from it and take it from you because you didn't cough up the extortion money.
Right. It started right then, but also it started when they got away with it, because if enough people had cared, they could have gone and stopped it from happening.
Right.
They could have gone there and, like... Bid on the property and giving it back to the guy.
Yep.
You know, they could have done something, and they didn't.
That's the purpose of the Second Amendment. So when they get it wrong, you can fight back.
Mm. Yeah, apparently the Second Amendment doesn't work.
Well, the Second Amendment works fine in that, you know, the weapons still exist, but if you don't use them, then you deserve what you get.
It would indeed be the state to declare what is or is not essential, or even what is elective versus non-elective for your medical care. Yeah, it is getting ugly. I predicted that it would get dumber. It hasn't stopped. The more I read about this kind of stuff, the dumber it seems to me. I don't know about you.
I don't know when we're going to reach maximum dumb.
Peak dumb is still a ways away, in my opinion, but perhaps not as far as I thought.
Well, if they shut down the public schools, it might stop growing.
Free Talk Live, more coming up.
She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DINOVITE.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite.
How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program. Free Talk Live is the name. Taking your phone calls is our game. You can dial in and talk about, well, anything you'd like to. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Operators are standing by right now. Here's how to order. But wait, there's more.
Three easy payments.
You also get this free set of Ginsu knives. No, I'm just kidding.
Calm
down. You don't get any Ginsu knives. Yeah. It slices, it dices, it cuts through an aluminum can and still goes through a tomato like this.
The Black and Decker Packer Wrecker. It slices, it dices, it circumcises.
The all-in-one. The tool you didn't know you needed. So, yes, you can call our toll-free number. You can find us over on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight with you, it's myself, the captain.
I have no idea who I am.
And it's Ian. We'll just refer to you as nobody.
That's it. That's it. I'll be nobody.
We've been talking about this article from the American Institute for Economic Research, also known as AIER, from Jeffrey Tucker, who's a pretty good author. He writes a lot about stuff surrounding liberty, freedom-ish.
He does.
And we've been talking about how he thinks that there should be a principled anti-lockdown movement. And I, of course, agree. We seem to think here in the studio that we kind of have one going on here in New Hampshire already.
Yeah, I mean, when they told us to lock down, we went out and partied in Central Square here in Keene. We did now, what, 19 weeks?
19 weeks running.
It's going to be our 20th anniversary.
That's right.
Just 20 weeks to flatten the curve.
And so the article continues, what should this movement, you know, do or, you know, teach or believe? And he says, it should embrace the freedom to choose our associations, since that is what came under attack next.
If it's going to be effective, it has to embrace physically fighting for them, because that's the only way they're going to be restored to us, if we actually throw bullets at the people who are harming us.
Well, I don't think violence is going to be the way that
also get like
to I think solution, if we stop following their instructions, the result will be violence, at which point our choices will be to fight or to die.
I think that if they are using violence against you, you have the right to defend yourself.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And if more people would recognize when the violence is being used against them, perhaps more people would defend themselves.
But if
live free or die fighting, yeah. Death is not the worst of evils. Slavery is.
But if you live in a place where the supermajority of people believe that the government is good and the government is helpful and that they think that you are causing problems, that you are killing people by not wearing masks, then they're going to cheer as they throw us into cages.
Well, that what they've someplace else.
What they've done, of course, is they've effectively turned people against themselves so that they escape any blame.
Sure.
It's an age-old trick if you study, like, again, educate yourself on how politics works, how the two-party system doesn't take care of you, how it divides people and turns them against each other
right.
So that the ruling class doesn't get theirs. So what happened during this lockdown? We couldn't gather in groups, couldn't hold conferences, couldn't go to the movies, couldn't do anything that wasn't socially distant.
And remember, they're now saying they want to have a more severe lockdown, that it wasn't locked enough.
They want us to be more like Australia, where you can only go out for exercise for an hour a day at less than 5 kilometers from your house.
It also sounds like they want to start locking down people's genitals, according to the story we were reading earlier about these colleges.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, colleges always have hilarious sex advice for their students.
Like, wear a mask, for example.
But who knows? Maybe there'll be a government-issued chastity belts or something like that soon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go on, I just wanted to take a second and say thank you to Richard Freeman. He is a silver amplifier. That means he gives...
That's $5 a month.
$5 a month to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. And if you're unfamiliar with this program, it's a program where you can help us spread the message of liberty. If you like our content, you like the characters that we have here on this radio program, you are getting, you know, programming that you wouldn't get from anywhere else. If you'd like any of that, you can go over to amp.freetalklive.com and contribute and help us get on more radio stations. It's up to you. We're somewhere near the 200 mark. We could be on 220, 250 stations. It's really up to you. The money goes exclusively to help us get on more stations. So amp.freetalklive.com.
Radio stations, by the way, are going to get real cheap, I think, within the next few years because business is way down right now. There's news headlines from the Talkers Magazine, which is the industry publication of note here in the talk radio industry. This was just, I think, Friday or Thursday. iHeartMedia, which is the largest radio corporation in the United States, they own more stations, I think, than any other. They say that their revenue of $488 million for quarter two of 2020 is a 47% decrease compared to the same period in 2019. iHeartMedia reported that broadcast revenue declined 57%, network revenue down 38%, digital revenue actually increased by 2%, which isn't much, and sponsorship and events declined 65%. So overall, down 47% compared to the same period last year. And it's not just iHeartMedia, it's all of them.
So sorry, that's revenue?
That's correct.
47%.
That's a huge drop in revenue.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
I almost sort of anticipated maybe an increase in listenership. Although
that's happening in certain industries, not necessarily in radio because not as many people are going to work. So they're losing all the at-work drivers. They're gone.
Right.
Yeah, the thing about radio is if you're home, it's easier to watch video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might as well use both sight and hearing, but if you're driving a car, obviously your sight is tied up, so there's always going to be a link between radio and transportation.
Another radio corporation called Entercom had its revenue decrease 54% from quarter two of 2019.
With Entercom, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How a lot much? Of these, 54%.
50, so 47-54, that's
right.
Wow.
And that's just the first quarter. I mean, that's just the second quarter. What's the third quarter going to be
like? Maybe the people who run those companies should stop being yes men.
Mm-hmm.
For the government and point out that, you know, we should have enough freedom to be able to do business, and then advertisers might buy things from
them. Once again, though, it's a licensed industry, so they feel like they got their little club pass, and everybody else has to jump through the hoops.
Hey, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts right now. We have Dan calling from Melba, Idaho. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you for being basically the only voice of sanity in the world right now.
We appreciate that, Dan. Hold that thought. We'll bring you back. Hold that thought. Stand by. Dan seems to like the program. We'd like to hear more from him and from you. 855-450-3733. We've got more from our callers and from this article coming up on Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. President Trump was abruptly escorted away from the White House briefing room just a few minutes after taking the podium for a press briefing, but quickly returned to tell reporters.
There was a shooting outside of the White House. Seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. Seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
The president was not taken to the White House bunker, but was rather ushered to the Oval Office. The Secret Service later tweeted, "The Secret Service can confirm that there's been an officer-involved shooting at 17th and Pennsylvania Avenue. Law enforcement officials are continuing to investigate the scene." Multiple sources said there's no believed threat to the Capitol after this incident at this time. This is USA Radio News. The White House says that Democrats left the president no choice but to take executive action to bring Americans more COVID-19 relief. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Over the weekend, President Trump signed several orders aimed at extending enhanced unemployment benefits, discouraging evictions, and deferring the payroll tax. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying Democrats failed to deliver, so the president had to take action.
Politics, as usual, should find no place during this pandemic, but Democrats rejected multiple clean bills to provide relief.
She says as long as Democrats don't play politics, the White House is willing to discuss further relief measures. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A major gas explosion leveled several homes in northwest Baltimore, killing at least one woman and leaving at least eight others injured. At least four of those injured are listed in very serious condition, according to the Baltimore City Fire Department. An active rescue is still underway, looking for at least one other victim. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Commander of a Russian submarine with a Scottish accent.
No,
it's not Sean Connery. It's not. I do a poor impersonation of Sean Connery.
It's a decent attempt, but poor, yeah.
You know that in that Hunt for Red October, he was Scottish, right? So,
but he's supposed to be Russian.
To be Russian. And so they had a bunch of Russian sounding actors around him.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, yeah, his Scottish accent really stands out. Yeah. So let's replace these Russian sounding guys with Scottish sounding guys to make Sean Connery sound more Russian.
That doesn't seem like it'll work. But
it totally worked.
Did it? Okay.
I guess. I don't know. This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what the heck we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
It's 855-450-3733 is our phone number if you'd like to call in and get on the air. We might have time to get you on. We've been talking about all sorts of fun things. We had Dan calling from Melba, Indiana, it looks like, and we'll get back to him in just a second. But first, Intercoin's programmable coins are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that is compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchased coins can contain rules that govern how they are to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this special and potentially in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So, where were we? We left off with Dan calling from Melba. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. You were started to say something, and we had to go and, you know, do the thing. So we're back now. What's on your mind?
I was like, again, I was just saying you guys are the only voice of sanity in the world right now, so I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Thanks.
I'm just really worried about the future of the world given the current state of government just going out of control.
Well, worrying isn't going to do anything, so you might as well stop worrying about it. It's not going to affect it.
That's very true. I've been into the, like, libertarian movement ever since, like, Harry Brown way back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Started reading his books when he was running for one of his presidential campaigns. And then I actually went to Porkfest a long time ago, which is where I heard about you guys, Free Talk Live. But I'm not even sure if you guys were there. I heard about you from, like, the School Sucks podcast guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you guys introduced me to Bitcoin back when it was like $245 for a Bitcoin, so I'm very happy about that as well.
Bitcoin, by the way, for listeners that aren't aware, is currently hovering just beneath $12,000 per Bitcoin.
That's awesome, Dan.
Yeah.
I would suggest that you do, Dan, instead of worrying about the future, is you do something to try to have an effect on it. Whatever that means for you, as we were suggesting earlier, we would like to see people migrate. People who love freedom should migrate together to be in the same geographic area so they can have more of an effect. But whatever that means for you.
Yeah, I am actually heavily considering visiting out to New Hampshire again and thinking about moving out there. So,
do it.
Great plan.
Hope you do.
Love
we
to
need,
see you here, man.
We need the reinforcements.
Yep.
All right, we appreciate the call tonight, Dan. Thanks so much. It's always nice to hear from folks that appreciate what we do here. And
I also like to hear from people that don't appreciate what we do.
Well, indeed, for the alternate perspectives and that kind of thing. But I am a fan of folks considering moving and joining what we have going on here, particularly if you're fond of freedom, which seems to be becoming less and less every day.
Yeah, it's not hip.
Yeah, definitely not. Let's move right along to Kirby from Indianapolis. Kirby, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening earlier at the college story, masking up for sex and stuff. Have you guys ever seen Demolition Man?
Yeah, I love that movie, man. That's fantastic.
Murder, death, kill.
It kind of reminds you of that.
It sure does.
Yeah, it does.
It sure does.
We're not supposed to talk to each other, shake each other's hands.
Right.
And
they had virtual sex, too. Remember?
There was a scene where they did.
Yep, they sure did.
When he asked, how do we go about having babies, it was all in vitro. Everything is coming to technology. They really want to turn us into drones of some kind. And much as I hate winter and cold weather, I might have to come visit you guys permanently.
I hope you do.
Well, hey, that movie was really prescient. I mean, they really did a great job of predicting some of the things that we're seeing happen now, including the separation of sort of the dregs of society, right? Like, we're seeing now those of us who don't want to wear masks are essentially being treated as second-class citizens. We had it happen to us this weekend at our weekly event that we have called Social Sundays here. We've been going to this local place that sells great hamburgers for the last few years at least, and they told us if we don't wear masks, we can't come into the restaurant anymore. And they, you know, he was nice about it. The manager was as courteous as he could be because he knows we're good customers, but he's afraid of being fined by the government. And to him, the fear of what the government might do is greater than treating his customers the way they want to be treated.
That's too bad. Move that event to a place where they're not cowards.
That's true.
I would also like to point out that in Demolition Man, they also apparently ran out of toilet paper.
Did they? Oh, yeah, you're right. Three seashells.
Yep. That's
yeah,
right.
Great point. What did they get wrong in that movie?
Nothing.
Well, so far, I can walk down the street and cuss freely without a fine rolling out of a machine.
Yet. Not yet.
Yet.
don't give them any more ideas.
Right. Any final thoughts, Kirby?
I agree with Dan. You guys are about the only sane voice out here. Even National Public Radio is pushing this other agenda.
Of course they are. They're the government.
Yeah, anytime you have the word national, and thanks for the call tonight, Kirby, by the way. We appreciate you. Anytime you have the word national, if you just substitute it for the word government, you get a far more accurate picture. National parks are government parks, right? The National Football League is the government football league, mm-hmm. et cetera, and so on. Yeah,
Demolition Man was a movie that did not need a sequel, but they're talking about it.
Of course. I mean,
should do one with a fake pandemic.
It's going to be hard to top.
Wouldn't that be more of a documentary?
You know, most sequels cannot outdo their predecessor. It's going to be a hard task to top Demolition Man.
I'm trying to think if there's ever been a sequel that outdid
Aliens is generally considered to be as good, if not better, than the original.
Maybe,
depends on who you
maybe
ask.
Return of the Jedi?
A lot of people would say that, too, I think, yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. That's probably
it's
about
pretty
it.
Pretty few and far between.
That's certainly...
Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah,
some
Terminator 2.
People would say
2.
That was better.
Yeah, I did enjoy that one more.
Also, the same director.
Yeah, continuing on sort of the thread, if you will, the story line of that.
I would say it's better, though, because Terminator 2 wouldn't have worked without Terminator.
Well, I mean, obviously that's true, but and they were also two completely different types of movies. I mean, the first movie was more like a stalking kind of thriller and suspense movie, and then the other one was just an all-out action.
Right, robotic alien from the future.
How about Mad Max versus the Road Warrior.
Oh, the Road Warrior is far superior, in my opinion. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up for you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Free Talk Live. It's the Monday night edition, the kick-ass edition, if you will. I am your host tonight, the Dr. Reverend Captain Kick-Ass. It's an honorary doctorate.
I'm nobody.
It's Ian.
And we are here. And our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about all sorts of things tonight, but most recently we were talking about this article from Jeffrey Tucker from the American Institute of Economic Research, and what a principled anti-lockdown protest might look like. What kinds of things might they do, might they believe, might they teach? And he goes on to say that this movement needs to celebrate and defend religious freedom. Since, incredibly, most houses of worship were forcibly closed by government.
Yeah, they don't even want them singing in churches in California.
What I really hate myself personally about the lockdowns is the no-gathering bit, right? Because the government says no gathering of people, and what is generally the thing that happens before any sort of change in society? A bunch of people have to gather. get together and talk about the change that they're about to try and make happen.
Right.
And so when they take that away from you, and usually those would occur in things like bars or places of worship, right? You know, churches and that kind of thing. Community centers, right? And so once they get rid of that, they eliminated the ability for people to gather and talk about how to change the current paradigm, which I find horrendously hideous.
Well, they only eliminated it for the people who were obedient.
That's true.
Because we continued gathering here.
That's true. We
and
did.
We haven't stopped.
That's true. We did.
And they haven't tried to stop us, by the way.
Except for that one time.
There was one time where they ticketed
some cars
around Central Square, but they didn't try to stop us from gathering.
That's true.
And two of us have already had the tickets dropped. So,
and, you know, if you're out there listening, have you gathered continuously several times since this has all gone down?
Do you have enough people with whom you can gather?
That's a great
question.
Where
you are.
If not, come and gather with us.
Yes, please. I have to imagine that there are people everywhere who want to, but can't, because they can't find enough people who agree with them to do so.
I bet that's true. I know that there were people at Forkfest this year who had come in from the big cities, like one guy, Nick Shankin from Philly, who used to live here in Keene, moved back to Philly several years ago, and now he's feeling sorry. He wants to get out of there. He says it's like 95%+ compliance, and people are literally like were jeering at him on the streets. His so-called friends are giving him a hard time over social media because they won't actually like see him in person.
Right.
And there's nothing that he can do. There's literally nothing for him to do, and he's in a big city.
Yeah.
I mean, when you live in big cities, the whole point is there's stuff to do, right? That's the way, that's the reason why people live in big cities.
A wide variety of selections to choose from.
Not anymore.
Well, and think about the dynamic between human beings, right? So it used to be there was this sort of two-faced, you know, thing in society where, like, people behaved one way on the social media, but another way face-to-face to human beings, you know, for large portions of the population anyway. And now there's only one way, and that's the online way.
You know?
I mean, you know, unless you're masked up and
They'll jeer at you in person. I mean, I had that happen once already.
Indeed, they will.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was at the mailbox place here in Keene where a bunch of us libertarians have mailboxes, private mailbox, and they were putting into place a mandatory mask rule, but they hadn't put it in yet. They were informing me that they were going to, right? Like, okay, well, as of Monday, you're not going to be able to come in here unless you have a mask on. And I told them, well, look, you know, again, I'm not trying to be rude or mean or anything. I'm like, look, just to let you know, I have a religious objection to this. And so what are the other options? Cause I'm not going to put a mask on.
My religion forbids me to be a pussy.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one way to look at it. But also, it's also my religion to not follow an evil religion, which is what the state is.
That is a fact.
I'm not going to do that. But as I said those words, there was a woman who, some Karen, was walking out of the store. I never actually saw what the woman looked like because I was busy talking to the clerk at the store.
Right.
But I knew she was walking behind me. I heard the door open, and she yells behind me. She goes, "A religious objection!"
Right.
At the top of her lungs, as loud as she could, as she walked out. The poor employee was embarrassed. She actually apologized over it. But, yeah, so that's happened to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, people will never cease to amaze me.
I haven't had anybody give me a directly hard time.
Yeah.
I've had people.
That's the only one so far.
No, I had a bank complained that I was wearing a Guy Fawkes mask and wanted something that
excellent
didn't cover
choice,
my eyes.
Excellent choice. I did get told by an older gentleman who was very far away from me to stay away from him because he didn't want to die.
Yeah,
and I was like,
well, stay away from me. I don't want to catch your cowardice.
I was like, there's only one way out of here, pal.
Yep.
We're all
sorry,
going,
bro.
You know? Yep. And anyway, Jeffrey Tucker continues, the modern idea of freedom came about in the late and Middle Ages when exhaustion from religious wars gradually gave rise to the idea of tolerance. Religious toleration was the first great freedom that came to be codified in law.
Tolerance is gone now.
Yeah. It's stunning that it was so flagrantly violated this year. Well, I don't know if it was. It was stunning.
It was
still
stunning.
Is stunning, like, but in a bad way, not in like, well, that was stunning, right? You know. It must come.
Most
to
things that stun you are bad.
I don't know. You know, you see a good
stunning
looking,
is what you do when you hit a rock with a fish.
You see a good looking lady that's a head turner, you're like, she is stunning, right?
True.
Yeah, right. It must come to terms with free enterprise and the innovation that comes with it. How much wealth and creativity has been lost in the lockdowns, it's unfathomable. The biggest victims have been small and medium-sized businesses, whereas large tech firms have thrived. To start and manage a commercial enterprise is a human right, the realization of which was the great achievement of modern life. As it spread prosperity throughout the world and lifted up the world's people from the state of nature and to levels of the entrenched hierarchies of old. Part of this liberal ideal is free trade, which has come under fire from both the left and the right. Don't forget that Donald Trump kicked off his dictatorial frenzy with his sudden and shocking bans of travel from China and Europe, which resulted in a frenzied and frantic mass crowding of airports in the days following. He did it with the stroke of a pen, overriding all of his advisors. He still brags about it. How much did this extreme reaction here inspire governors to do the same? Of course, his actions reflect his persistent isolationism on not only the trade, but immigration too. Even now, Trump is refusing to allow foreign workers into the U.S. except for emergency cases because he incorrectly believes that this will help the American job market. It's an outrage. Free enterprise entitles employment of anyone from anywhere. This is a policy that is good for everyone. And, you know, we talked about those concerns here on Free Talk Live where, like, you know, the migrant workers couldn't come up and, you know, pick the crops and all that kind of thing. And there's still some danger of that happening. At any rate, let's just go ahead and go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Incredible breaking news today. Did you hear it?
No, what?
But Kamala Harris died today. Google it.
Oh, that was like one of those politicians that was running for president?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah, Kamala Harris. Google it quick.
I mean, I don't really care today. That much.
Yeah.
Well,
what,
but
did
it's
you,
fun.
What did you do?
What did I do?
She was mostly famous for putting other black people in prison for drugs, right? She was the ex-prosecutor?
No, the other Kamala Harris, the important one, the beautiful Kamala Harris, not the ugly one.
He's referring to, I just looked it up, he's referring to a wrestler that has apparently that name, same name.
Yeah, oh, wow. Kamala Harris.
Oh, the women's wrestling?
WWE star, yep. James Kamala Harris, dead at age 70, so not a woman.
And 70 years old, so.
But still a Kamala Harris.
I'm surprised they didn't chalk it up to COVID.
I was going
to
say, does it say die of COVID, David? Do you know?
You don't die of COVID, with COVID.
Yeah. I didn't see that. Died of having the same name as Kamala Harris.
Yeah, wow. He's right. The good Kamala Harris died.
Yeah.
The average quality of Kamala Harris is in the world is definitely lower today.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Are you familiar with more than, you know, the remaining Kamala Harris, David? Are there, you know, are you keeping tabs on all of them?
No, I only knew one, just the one that passed on. Now the only good one, the only one worth knowing. That's the only one I knew. I just heard of the other Kamala Harris just today.
Sure. All right, well, we appreciate the call, David. Thanks a lot.
Also, rest in peace, Jazzy.
Indeed. We will all miss the greatest studio dog ever.
Dedicated to Jazzy the studio dog.
That's all the time we've got for tonight. Thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks for your calls. Enjoy the rest of your night. This has been Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.